Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, and welcome to House on the Rock Family Ministries' first Pebbles of Truth radio spot. We're so thankful to our friends here at WJTL for the opportunity of ministering to you through radio. My name is Bruce McCracken, and I'm the founder of House on the Rock Family Ministries, and I will be your host. It's our hope that this program will encourage the men listening today to be better husbands and fathers, and if you're married, to enrich your marriage so that you'll leave a legacy for your children to follow, and if you're parenting, either as a couple or single, to equip you to be the spiritual leaders of your children. Our hope is that this program will help you build and strengthen your family. Today's Valentine's Day, the day where we celebrate love and marriage. Unfortunately, in English, the word love is difficult to clearly define. I love chocolate ice cream, football, my wife, and kids. But hopefully I love my wife the most, my kids the next, and the rest will follow. The language of the Bible helps us see that there are at least three different kinds of love, each having its own unique word, phileo, eros, and agape. Phileo is the word for the platonic relationship, brotherly love. Our city of Philadelphia, or brotherly love. We certainly want to see brotherly love demonstrated within our families, to know that we're all friends and that we can get along. Eros is the word for passionate, erotic love. It describes the physical attraction between a husband and a wife. This is the love that most people think about on Valentine's Day. And let's be honest, those of us who are married want to see this type of love continue to spark over and over again in our relationships. And then there's agape love, unconditional, covenantal love that can only be produced through the Spirit of God. We live in a culture that has lied to us repeatedly and to our children, telling us that love is a contractual agreement. I will love you if you continue to look this way. I will love you if you continue to make this much money. I will love you if you're a good parent to my children. Agape love says, by the power of God, we will make a covenant, an unbreakable promise to love each other no matter what, for better or worse, richer, poorer, sickness, and in health, as long as we both shall live. It is this agape love that needs to be the foundation for our marriages and our parenting relationships. We must purpose to choose that nothing will ever keep us from being committed to our spouses and to our children. We've probably all heard that famous love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, read at weddings. Love is patient, it's kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This passage unpacks God's agape love for us, His children, and it commands us as members of His family to love each other in the same unconditional way. You see, how we love each other as husbands, wives, sons, daughters, brothers, and sisters is a powerful reflection of how God loves us. And when we feel securely loved at home, we'll feel securely loved by God. But on a grander scale, it's a powerful testimony to a world that doesn't understand what unconditional love is and how they can find it through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So today on Valentine's Day, the day of celebrating love, I want you to affirm and celebrate the love that is in your family. Yeah, you better go out and get that Valentine's card for your spouse or your mom and dad if you haven't already. And then if you have children, I want you to celebrate their love for each other and for you as their parents today as well. Go out to our website, www.pebblesoftruth.com, and download the family worksheet for today's broadcast. It's going to challenge you to have a time together as a family where each member specifically shares who has demonstrated agape love to them this week by being patient, kind, not proud, not rude. You get the idea. And then end that time with prayer, thanking God for the love that's alive and well within your family, and that your love for each other will be a shining light for other families to see. Again, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Pick up the family worksheet, learn a little bit more about House on the Rock Family Ministries, and let us know that you heard us here today. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.